In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with your state and local news update. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention increased the severity of its warning against cruise ship travel. The Level 4 warning is the agency's strongest recommendation against cruise travel. It means there is a, quote, very high level of COVID-19 and that all people should avoid cruise travel worldwide. The increase comes a month after the CDC lifted its 7-month ban on cruise ship travel and released its plan for the industry to resume safely. The cruise industry creates tens of thousands of jobs in Alaska and was anticipated to generate hundreds of millions of dollars in spending to the state this year. Cruising has been suspended since mid-March. The closure of Canada's ports is among the reasons Alaska's cruise season was canceled this year. That closure will remain in effect until at least February. This summer, the COVID-19 pandemic threatened to scuttle the Alaska patrol of a Coast Guard cutter when over 10% of the crew was put in quarantine. But the ship's mission was saved when a large group of cadets, the youngest, newest, and most inexperienced members of the Coast Guard, was called on to help. KTOO's Matt Miller has the story.
To use a very old nautical phrase, Captain Blake Novak was caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. Novak is commanding officer of the cutter Monroe, one of the biggest vessels in the Coast Guard fleet. The Monroe was in Dutch Harbor this summer when Novak got word of a big storm heading their way. The weather forecast was so bad that Novak was advised to stay in port for the next 4 days. Otherwise,
we were going to encounter 18-plus foot seas off the beam.
If they had stayed in port as advised, they would miss a planned military exercise off Hawaii. As Novak saw it, though, they had to leave, like, right now. But many of his crew were ashore for a barbecue celebration that included having a few beers.
We call it the bottle-to-throttle policy, which says you need to stop drinking 12 hours prior to getting the ship underway.
The Monroe normally has 150 crew members, but many couldn't help prepare the ship for departure because they had been drinking. So Novak turned to 16 cadets fresh from the Coast Guard Academy.
You know, the majority of our cadets were underage. So, you know, right away, they're filling shoes and able to step in immediately to assist and assume those roles to help out with the crew.
Novak says the cadets handled the ship's line so they could leave Dutch Harbor as soon as possible. First Class Cadet Jordan Park says that turned out to be a long day.
And it was really great to be relied on in that way. I think it was a little bit tough because we've been up since pretty early that morning pulling in, and we'd expected to stay overnight, and then not staying overnight and getting underway that night was a little bit challenging, but that's how the Coast Guard is, and it was cool to experience that.
Novak says they then steamed at high speed for 48 hours to beat the weather and eventually get to Hawaii on time. So many cadets serving aboard a Coast Guard ship is very unusual, but it's an unusual year. The Monroe's mission in the Bering Sea this summer included fisheries enforcement, search and rescue, and patrolling the maritime boundary with Russia. But just before the ship left, Novak says they had an asymptomatic crew member who tested positive for COVID-19. The crew member and their close contacts, 18 people total, had to stay in quarantine. So Novak asked the Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut for help. Many cadets were just returning from a summer break.
They were in the military, we would say they're voluntold.
Novak says the arriving cadets were excited, but understandably very nervous. These cadets are essentially officers in training, and for 2 months they filled roles normally held by enlisted service members just out of boot camp. Senior enlisted personnel trained the cadets to handle the lines for the ship, work in the mess, serve as lookouts, and steer the ship. Third Class Cadet Branielle Carrillo says she expected to be working hard.
But we knew that it was going to be a great learning environment for the future and understanding like what the fleet is actually about compared to us being here at school.
And Carrillo says they learned the importance of working as a team.
You have to use like other people that are around you in order to like get what needs to be done. So that was like a biggest lesson to a lot of the things that we did on Monroe.
Novak, who considers his ship as a floating schoolhouse, says their experiences are important for any future leader, whether in the Coast Guard or elsewhere.
These young women and men in the future are going to be put in positions where they're managing our enlisted personnel. So for them to get a true feeling of what it's like to walk and spend a day, in this case, to spend 2 months in the same shoes as our enlisted personnel, it's very important from a leadership development standpoint.
Not only did all the cadets have a unique experience, they also received a meritorious team commendation that is usually only awarded to standard Coast Guard personnel. The Coast Guard Academy says it's rare for these cadets, some a little over a year out of high school, to wear such a red ribbon on their uniform before they even graduate. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
Alaska voters elected 13 new members to the state legislature, the first time lawmakers are a heavily Republican group, and the only Democrat is also the only woman. KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman talked with some of the new members about joining the legislature.
Ron Gillum is one of the new members joining the House. The Soldotna Republican says the new members from his party have a lot in common.
A lot of principles. We all want the same. We want a smaller budget. We want a smaller government. We all want to prosper. So we're all looking at ways that we can put more people back to work in the state.
Gillum's family owns a fishing charter business, and he's also worked as a heavy equipment operator on the North Slope. Gillum says he and the other new House Republicans are interested in a proposal that Governor Mike Dunleavy advanced to lower the limit on how much the state can spend each year.
And it's kind of a unanimous thing that if we don't get a spending cap, we're not going to get a balanced budget.
Gillum said last week that he hopes the conversations among Republicans will lead to the party forming a new majority caucus in the House. That hasn't happened yet. The party holds a bare majority of 21 seats in the chamber. After the last election, House members took a month into the session to organize a majority. Big Lake Republican Representative Kevin McCabe says he thinks there wasn't enough relationship building 2 years ago, and having a group of new lawmakers who already know each other could help next year. McCabe, who's a cargo pilot, says that among the Republicans, there are differences that reflect who they represent.
Some that are a little bit more moderate, and they're from moderate districts, and there are some that are a little bit more conservative that are from conservative districts.
When asked if he's hopeful that the Republicans will form the House Majority Caucus, he says it's already established by the fact that most members are with the party. Liz Snyder of Anchorage is the only new Democratic member, as well as the only woman. She won by 16 votes over Republican Representative Lance Pruitt based on the unofficial results. Snyder teaches public health at the University of Alaska Anchorage. She says her career has prepared her to work with lawmakers with different political beliefs to benefit Alaska communities.
I have some learning to do just to understand the landscape, understand how things work when conversations are had, and getting started between now and when session begins in the new year.
Snyder says it's been good for the state to have more women serving in leadership positions over time, and she hopes that the long-term trend in having more women legislators will return after a decline in this election.
I think women on a whole bring a unique perspective, a unique work style, unique experiences and backgrounds, and the more diverse experiences we have in leadership positions, the better we can represent all of Alaska.
With Snyder joining as the lone woman, the number of female lawmakers will go from a record high in Alaska of 22 down to 18. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
In other news, a judge has ruled the federal government was correct in allowing a Southeast Alaska tribe to organize an out-of-season hunt because of the coronavirus pandemic. Coast Alaska reported Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration sued to block future hunts, arguing that permitting a special moose and deer hunt this summer was overreach by federal authorities. A district court judge denied a preliminary injunction that would have prevented special hunts in the future. The Organized Village of Cake petitioned the Federal Subsistence Board for permission to hunt 5 deer and 2 moose out of season because of the virus's impact on meat supplies. And just so you know, this is the last local newscast you'll hear on KTOO this week. We're taking a break for the holiday. For local news updates, check out our website, ktoo.org, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also, tune in to Alaska News Nightly at 6 p.m. on Wednesday and Friday for updated statewide news. This is KTOO News.